Now to the investigation into the Indian mining giant Adani, which has admitted releasing polluted water from its North Queensland coal port. The Queensland government is already prosecuting the company over the release of coal-laden floodwaters into the Kaylee Valley wetlands in 2017. Now it's looking at releases made during the flooding last week, as Stephanie Smale reports.
The pristine Kaylee Valley wetlands stretch over more than 5,000 hectares, offering an important food and rest stop for migratory birds. Peter McCallum is from the Mackay Conservation Group.
They're home to about 40,000 migratory birds that come in from as far away as Alaska and Siberia each year to escape the northern winter, and they depend on the food sources within the wetlands.
When record flooding hit the region last week, Adani released water into the sensitive wetlands. The company's own tests show the water flowing into the area had almost doubled the authorised concentration of sediment. But in a statement quoting the CEO of Port Operations, Dwayne Freeman, Adani argues it's unlikely the release will be an environmental threat.
This is a very minor elevation in total suspended solids following an extraordinary weather event that caused flooding and damage to much of North Queensland. We are confident there will be no environmental impacts to the wetlands area.
But Peter McCallum says there's deep concern about the amount of coal that's flowed into the wetlands.
It's a coal port. There isn't much soil on the site. There isn't much in the way of vegetation on the site. And the main constituent of that sediment is likely to be coal. It's not likely to be similar to a farmland or anything like that.
Adani's statement also outlines why the company didn't apply for a temporary licence to increase the amount of water flowing from Abbott Point.
We were confident that our improved infrastructure and processes at the terminal would be adequate to manage floodwaters. However, because of the very high rainfall, large volumes of floodwaters from surrounding properties entered the terminal site and exceeded the capacity of our water management system.
It's the second time in as many years Adani has been under scrutiny for releasing polluted water into the wetlands. A prosecution is underway for the 2017 release after Cyclone Debbie. Queensland Government commissioned reports into those releases found between 10 and nearly 30% of the sediment consisted of coal. Peter McCallum argues authorities aren't doing enough to monitor how much pollution is flowing into the Kaylee Valley wetlands.
The department told us back in September through a media release that it would be putting in place a significant monitoring regime at Abbott Point prior to this wet season. Now, we've had two potential major falls. There was the aftermath of Cyclone Penny and also this big rainfall event. On neither occasion has the department had in place any real-time monitoring. So we don't know what happened during the event. All we know is that several days after the event, when the rain has stopped falling and the water stopped flowing as fast as it was, the department's been in to collect some samples.
Adani argues recent upgrades to water storage ponds, piping and pump facilities have helped reduce the risk of contaminated water flowing into the wetlands, and there's more work planned. The Queensland Government has been contacted for comment.
Stephanie Smale reporting, and The World Today has also requested an interview with Adani.